There's already a drug on the market that helps people forget. It's sold at liquor stores and is sometimes served up liberally at weddings. Commentator Heather Lindy says that during the 23 years she's lived in Alaska, she's attended many weddings conducted by friends of the bride or groom. Recently, she conducted her first marriage ceremony for the daughter of an old friend.
The wedding was supposed to be overlooking the Mendenhall Glacier, but rain moved it inside to the Forest Service Visitor Center. I had been planning on standing next to the ice, so wore sensible shoes, pressed wool pants, and a cardigan sweater. I was so nervous that when one of the guests thought I was the park's ranger, I almost ran out the door. You see, this was not a happily ever after crowd. Neither the bride nor the groom's parents were married to their original spouses. The bride's stepfather had recently asked her mother for a divorce and wasn't there. The groom's mother was reeling from her second divorce, and his ex-stepmother was hosting the reception at her house. I think I was the only one there still married to my first husband. I stood by the fireplace with the groom waiting for the bride. He looked so pale that I whispered to breathe deeply, in and out, like the ocean. I knew everything would be fine as soon as the bride's mother and an old friend walked to their seats arm in arm, smiling, followed by the bride herself in a long white dress with her 89-year-old grandpa who gave her away. I took a breath and began with the dearly beloveds, and then jumped right to the heart of the matter. I applaud you both for choosing hope over experience, I said. Finding someone to love and promising to love them always is the best thing anyone can do. It's what people were meant to do. It's all anyone wants. Love really is the answer. I mean, if you can't say that at a wedding, when can you? I also told them to be gentle, kind, patient, trustworthy, funny sometimes, and faithful. And not to fuss over small problems, but to practice ordinary gestures of love and goodwill. The groom's mother sang, the maid of honor read a poem, the bride cried, and the groom held her hand as they exchanged vows. Then I got to say, by the authority vested in me by the state of Alaska, I now pronounce you husband and wife. And they kissed for a long time. Corks popped, and the groom's father made a toast, wishing them what he called the most difficult thing of all, something he and his brides weren't able to do, something many brides and grooms don't do anymore. May you grow old together, he said. I loved him for wanting that, and felt suddenly sad that it hadn't been true for him. But before I could think too much about that, he said one more thing. Whatever you do, don't take any marriage advice from your parents. And everyone cheered.
Heather Lindy is a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. She joins us from member station KHNS in Haines, Alaska.